Applied Statistics, week one, Monday, on mean, root mean square, errors, and correlations. Statistics is very much about describing data. So given some data, you want to tell the reader, for example, what is a typical value here? And the obvious candidate for describing that is, of course, the mean. But the median, which means where 50% of measurements are below and 50% above, is also interesting because it's robust. If there's a crazy large or small measurement, then that affects the mean a bit, but it does not affect the median very much. So those are some of the many values for describing a typical value. Taking it a step up, the next thing you might want to describe is the typical variation in these measurements or values. And for that, the standard deviation, also known as the root mean square error, is quite useful. So this, while the mean is sort of the first moment of the data, well, this is the second moment of the data. And these two are the first two things you would give about any data that you're describing. Data can, of course, have any distribution, but surprisingly often you will see it follow sort of a peak-like curve with tails on either sides that looks a bit like a bell. This is the Gaussian or normal distribution, and it comes about when you add a lot of numbers, which means when you do a measurement, typically there are many sources of uncertainty that are like small additions of numbers around the right value, and that's why measurements tend to have that distribution. The Gaussian distribution is the unit distribution of statistics, and when we quote uncertainties on a numbers, then what we mean are the Gaussian uncertainties unless something else is stated. Sometimes you have two or more variables observed per case. An example could be that you observe both the height and the shoe size of a person. And in that case, you might wonder, is there a relation between these two? A correlation. That means if one is high, if somebody's tall, is the other one then also high, large shoe size? And a way to quantify this is to calculate not the variance, which is something for a single variable, but the covariance between two variables, calculated in the same way, just involving both variables. Now, the covariance can have essentially any value. In order to estimate if it's high or low, what you do is that you divide by the standard deviation of the two variables involved, and suddenly you get a number, rho, also called the Pearson correlation, which is between minus 1 and 1. Minus 1 being that they're completely anticorrelated, and 1 if they're completely correlated. Now notice, this only involves the linear correlation. There are other ways of doing it. First of all, there are so-called rank correlations where you don't really care about the actual values, you care about the order of them, how they're ranked. And you can also get non-linear estimates, which are generally based on a concept called the mutual information.